You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello again.
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 We've met before?
We have. And we have a baby together.
Who are you?
My name's Soup.
My name's Caleb.
And we are
Internet parents. Lum is eating the mic stand.
Hi, Lummy. Lummy, my puss is joining us for this.
Your one and only queen.
She has parked it right in front of me, and I don't think she's intending on moving anytime soon.
What so a cat's twitch.
She's just here. How are you, my love?
I am so good.
Really?
I'm so healthy.
Really?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, you sound just delicious. Oh my God, that's going to hurt coming through. We're continuing the story.
Yes, we are.
We're back on track with the story.
Yeah.
With more juicy little tidbits.
Juicy juice.
Juicy, juicy tidbits.
My name's Juicy J.
We're getting ever closer to the moment when our lives changed.
Forever.
Rapidly approaching.
Put a reverb on that.
Faster than I expected.
Yeah.
You know? It's just wild. Last time we were talking about
our new house that we'd moved into.
Yes. And then, so you and I went for our first trip together, I think.
Yeah, it was after Smile Street, my sickness. You're like,
down with the sickness.
Like, something's popped up in Sydney. Let's go.
Yes. And it was Chug had invited us to come see
Mia Rodriguez. Open for Lime Cordial. And it was her first concert.
It was her first live concert.
That was the biggest privilege of my life at that point.
Yeah. So Mia Rodriguez is a mutual friend of ours.
Play a clip of her song. Oh, it's a sick, sad world.
Free plug for her.
Always.
And, you know, I met Mia back in 2019.
Yeah, because she was the first person you followed on TikTok.
Yeah, because that was before I made content. I thought she was really funny.
She's really funny.
She made really funny videos. And then I blew up. And then she's like, oh my God, I've seen your videos. It's like, I've been following you since I started. And she's like, ah. And then, you know, I think we just have a mutual respect for, you know, two Australian creators doing their thing.
Getting on that grind.
And I feel like, I don't know. I feel
and
like
you guys went to VidCon together.
We did go to VidCon together. Yeah. I mean, we've just been around. It's like,
yeah, I feel like she's a real, a cool person.
Like, protective, like, big brother to
yes,
her.
Yes, that's exactly you guys' relationship.
Yeah. And she's so sweet. She's so talented. So she invited both of us to come see her first live concert.
And it was our first holiday together.
It was. How exciting.
Really sweet.
It was really nice. So we went to go and we hung out backstage. And I remember-
That was such a like-
Do you remember when Mia was like, Caleb Finn is super here. And the crowd's like, ah! Yeah. And then like, I remember I like popped out. I was like, hello.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was
like,
really weird.
I feel like we'd never lived that kind of-
Like fit.
The internet famous like life much. It's like, cause we stay home so much.
We're homebodies.
We're very much homebodies. So it's like when it happens, it's still like, oh, I forgot.
I
like,
love it.
This happens. But it was awesome. It was so cool.
It was
cool.
Really cool. And just to like go, like we had special seats to listen to her play on the second night. Cause we're only going to stay one night.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
Andrew, her manager, is like, guys, you gotta stay. There's someone special coming tomorrow.
They said that the Marvel cast was coming.
They were all supposed to come because one person was gonna be there. Because
they were filming in Australia for something.
Thor.
Was it Thor?
Yep. Okay, because there was someone that was there the next day.
Thor Ragnarok, I think it was.
No, God of Thunder.
Oh, Love and Thunder.
God of Thunder. Thunder. the confidence when I said that.
So they're like, oh yeah, some people from Marvel are coming.
Zac Efron.
So come on down and come see them. And you like, you don't want to miss the second
Spoiler
day.
Spoiler alert.
So it's like, you know, we didn't have a kid. So it's we're just like, fuck it.
Fine.
We'll just stay another night in Sydney.
Yeah. I'll lose $100 on the flight back.
Honestly. That was really fun. I missed doing spontaneous shit like that. That was crazy. Imagine doing that now.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't work.
So, yeah, we go to the next night. We're there and whatever. Yeah. And then Andrew brings out this lovely gentleman. He's like, Soup, Caleb, this is Idris.
And I'm like, who?
Whomst?
Nah. Idris Elba was there.
Yeah. And we hung out with him.
He is so cool.
I loved him.
He played-
He's just a chill guy.
He played Heimdall.
Yes.
Thor.
And he was one of the bosses in the office.
Oh, yeah. He was too. He's been around for ages making cool shit.
Your pop was so jealous that we met him.
Oh, my God. I know.
It was really funny.
It was awesome. It was so cool to meet him in person. He was such a chill dude. Like, no ego. He was, like, so down-to-earth, chill guy.
Yeah, just chatting to us.
And we were just hanging out the back, just talking about shit.
It was so cool.
And it's like, he was like, we just got pictures with him and just hung out. It was so cool.
Yeah.
I think he was the only person that came.
He was. Everyone else didn't come in the end.
Yeah.
But they were all on the list and they were supposed to sit next to us when, like, there was that. Because it was like, there's private booths. Like, we've got this whole area blocked off by security for them to come. Because Ildris has done a couple of songs with Lime Cordial.
Oh, because he was performing that.
Yeah, they did
night.
Apple Crumble.
Yeah. Very cool. And we got to, that was the first live thing they did with Idris.
Yes.
And we got to see it.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
It was so cool.
And then I remember when I couldn't decide it because there was a bald dude there.
And yes. Like, and you didn't
is
know
that full- Kevin?
Yes.
Like, because I'm desperately.
And it looked kind of like him.
I couldn't tell if it was. And then Mia's mum was like taking pictures of the back of his bald head. And he's like, is this the guy you're looking for?
I
was like,
I think so. And you never went up to him.
I know. I was too nervous because, like, it'd be so
if
awkward.
If it wasn't him, it'd be terrifying.
But I really wanted to, it was so stupid. It would have been so cringe looking back on it now. But like, I wanted to show him Smile Street and be like, look what I made. Do you like it? Like,
do you like it, Daddy Marvel? That's so funny.
So I'm glad it never happened because that would have been honestly so awkward. You would have been like, yeah, cool.
But
like,
it was so nice to hang out with Mia. Shut
up. It was good. And it's such a funny story because Mia, I remember, I think it was like 2020, right?
Yeah.
I went on the trip to Sydney.
Yes.
To talk to, like, to hang out with Mia.
Yeah, you were in a music video.
I was in a music video. That was so crazy. Shut up.
That was really cool. I show that to everyone.
That was the second one? And that was the first time we hung out, like, in person. And she was telling me, like, you know, we were talking about, like, she was talking about her boyfriend at the time. And I was saying to her, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm seeing this girl at the moment. She's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And Mia was like, ooh, like, how's it going? I'm like, she's really cool. Aww. Like, you know, I think that this is going to work. Mm. Like, I think this is going to be like the thing.
Did she show, did you show her a picture of me?
I did show you a picture of her.
What did she say?
Oh, I showed her a picture of you.
Yeah.
And she like, she's like, oh, she's so pretty. Like, she's so cute.
Oh,
that was years ago. And then years later, we did this trip. And then, like, you know, you met Mia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, this is the girl.
And she's like, oh my God, oh, I was rooting for you.
Yeah. She was the original, like...
Like, Rudolph.
Oh my God.
Can't say that.
She was the original, like, she was like the hype first girl. Person that I really told about you.
Yeah. And she hyped it up.
And she was like, go for it. Like, she said, like, yeah, like, she seems so nice. Like, you go for this. Like, make it happen.
And it's so like... It's
and it did happen.
It's so full circle because on that trip as well, like, she's asking us what's next in our relationship.
Yeah.
And we're like... Yeah, we want kids. Yeah. Like, we'll see. And then we got home from that trip.
We did get home from that trip. We flew back.
And then we had a big talk. Because it was like fresh out of like lockdown. Like everyone could travel now.
Yeah, I think we just kind of had like a moment where we sat down. We're like, what do you want out of this? Where is this going?
Like, are we going to have kids?
Yeah, because you and I both talked about it on our first date.
And I was like very adamant that I'm like, I want kids like when I'm 25.
Before, that was a huge,
or before I'm 25, whatever it was. And it was, it was before I was 25.
Yeah.
And I was 24 at that point. And it was like 3 months away from my, it was 3 months away from my birthday, a few months away.
Yeah.
And we talked. So we both agreed. Like we went through like the whole parenting questions with each other. Remember.
Yeah. Cause it was like,
we had a whiteboard.
The whiteboard. We did a pros and cons list.
Yes, we did.
Because like, so my thing was like, I've always wanted kids since I was like 14.
Same.
I was like, I know I want kids. Like, I want to be a dad.
Give me.
But my thing was I wanted to be in the perfect point in time.
And it never will be.
And that's the thing. Like back then I was like, okay, I'll wait till I've got a stable job to do it. And then I got a stable job. And I was like, okay, I'll wait till, you know, I'm renting my own place. Find the right girl. Have everything in place. And then every time I reached those goals,
you gave yourself a new expectation.
I moved the goalpost further and further away.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I need to own my own house. I need to be a millionaire. Yeah. Like all this stuff. And it was like, I'm never going to reach that.
No. And, like, and you'll never be in like the perfect.
You'll never be there. No. Like you just keep moving.
Even with just life in general, not for when you're ready to have kids. Like it'll never.
And it's like, you know, I'd be like 30, 35 by the time I'm like, ah, like I'm ready. And then it's like, okay, your eggs are all dried up. Like,
oh my God, not at 35.
When does it stop? Like 40?
Like 50?
Really?
Yeah. When you hit menopause.
Okay. But I think you know, it was a point where we're like, we are very stable. We're very happy with each other.
We were.
And, you know, there was a lot of talks about like, it's too early and like, you know.
Because we'd only been fresh.
We were together for almost two years.
Well, this is like in the literal timeline, 4 months after you said I love you.
Yeah.
It was fresh.
But that's the thing though.
I didn't care.
It felt so, like such a natural progression.
It did. It wasn't forced or anything.
Like, it wasn't forced.
It felt like we've known each other our whole lives.
Yeah. And it was the thing of like, you know.
We've gotten to that point where it's like, we both want this. Like, why wait for an arbitrary number?
Exactly. It's like, it just made sense to do it. In that moment.
Eggs were in my vagina.
What?
They were ready.
I turned away for 1 second.
Yeah.
And I come back to vagina.
Vagina.
Like, you know, I had a lot of people telling me like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's the best decision.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I feel like no one knows me better than me.
No.
And I felt like this is the best time to do it.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's never going to do it. Because I was so head first, like, I threw myself into my work. And it's like...
You're very much a workaholic.
Yeah. And I was
nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. It just felt right.
It did.
We had the whole pros and cons list.
We went through parenting questions. We gave each other parenting quizzes to say our parenting time.
I don't think we had that many cons.
The cons were like, oh, no more freedom. Not in that way. Like, no more spontaneous trips like we do. Yeah. And like, it's like, it's this is it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, it was life a lot was of
gonna change.
Spontaneity was gold.
Spontaneity.
Is that what you just said?
Spontaneity. I hope that's right. Everyone's gonna be like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, that was the biggest one. And we're like, but then they're like, the pros of this was like 50 pros.
The pros we ran out of room. Outweighed the cons.
I was like, one con. And we discussed it because like at that time as well, like we want to do an international trip together. And then COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
And then we couldn't do anything. And we were talking about it because we still wanted...
Food off my chair.
We still wanted that international trip. But like Caleb and I discussed it. We're like, he's not going to be a baby forever. Like, we're not going to suddenly die. Hope not.
We wanted to go to Japan, I think.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to Germany, I think it was. Because I wanted to see that upside down house. That's the one reason I wanted to go to Germany. I need to see the upside down house.
But we decided, we're like, we can travel with our kid when he's older.
Yeah. I think having kids was a higher priority.
And
than
it doesn't
traveling.
Just cancel traveling.
Mm.
Like, can you travel with kids?
You can. It's a little bit harder. But
it's still fun.
Yeah. But like the thing for me though is like, you know, it's like at this point I've traveled the world.
Yes.
I've been to so many different places. Traveling for me.
Yeah.
Meh.
It's fun.
Mid.
I'm like okay with it. Like it's cool to be like new place, new things, new experiences. Okay, now time to go home.
It's cool. Like, but you know.
I'm a big keepsake whore. So it's like I love going on trips and getting like press little pennies mementos. Yeah. I love it. That's why I like it.
See, it's like I just like to be in a different world kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like I think the biggest one for me was when I went to America and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool, different world.
Mm.
And then, you know, it was like after a week, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's usually how long people go holiday for.
And then I was there for a month and a half. Like, I was so ready to go home. And then I went to New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really cool. And it was cool for like 2 days. And I was like, I've got 8 days left to go.
Literally.
I don't know. It's like traveling for me is like, okay, cool. I've seen it.
Let's go home.
I don't enjoy traveling as much as I thought I would.
Fair.
Internet parents. Anyways, we're talking about the parenting questions.
Yes.
And we're trying to find something that was going to be a problem if we didn't discuss it now.
Yes. So we're like going through like the whole, like,
every question,
every single nitpicky question that you could possibly think of, like what kind of schooling do you want to do? Like what style of parent are you going to be? Like, do we want to do like, do you prefer breastfeeding or bottles?
Yeah.
Like, all that kind of stuff.
It was, we're trying to
and we
to
agreed on everything.
It was like all the way up to like 18, any sort of question. We spent hours doing this.
Yeah.
And I was purposefully trying to find
something I didn't agree with.
That you didn't agree with that would be like, okay, shit. Like, let's sort this out before it becomes a problem later on.
And there was nothing.
There was nothing. Which is so crazy. We agreed on literally everything.
And it was like parenting styles. And it'd be a thing of like, we'd take turns and ask each other questions so we can see their point of view before. So it was not like, oh, you're just copying my answer.
Yeah.
Like we were like testing each other, like, say something that's not right. But it was just perfect.
There was nothing.
And so then we decided that we were going
to
do it.
Yeah. It came to that point where like, okay,
let's get down to business.
Like, is this
let's have a Bible. And it's,
You know what's so weird though? Like, I'm what, 28 now?
Yeah.
And how old were you?
Well, I was 24.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel, even though, you know, we're very responsible with being parents, I feel like I cannot fathom
that
me, yeah, even though it was like 2 years ago, it feels like we were kids when we made that decision. I feels like a whole different person.
I love it though, because we've changed so much and we've grown up.
I think we've matured a lot.
Absolutely.
Which is crazy.
We've grown up.
See, the thing for me though,
we're in our mature era.
I think the biggest thing for me that I was very scared about was that I was going to change.
Yeah.
For like, I didn't want to become dull.
And you didn't want to lose your sparkle.
I didn't want to lose my sparkle because, you know, I spent a lot of time honing like the Caleb Finn persona kind of thing, because it's not me. It's like a very confident, like, you know, exaggerated version of me. It's a
Hannah Montana thing.
It's a Hannah Montana thing. And I was very scared that once I became a dad, you know,
you'd lose that.
I would lose that.
And we had that talk very early on that we wanted to make sure that we didn't lose ourselves.
Yes.
Into parenthood.
You say
the best thing, and I say to literally everyone, and it's like grilled into my frontal lobe.
Something I said.
Yeah.
What?
You're like, you said your kid is not your universe, but it's the most important thing in it.
Yes. Your kids shouldn't be your world, but the most important thing in it.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I stand by that.
I stand by it too. I love it.
Yeah. Because people once they have a kid, they just absorb.
They literally meld into one big puddle of just mum, dad, baby.
And that's the one title that they're known by. Yeah. And I did not want to do that because it sounds like the most boring fucking life ever.
Like, I still want to be me. Like, we're having I remember we're having a talk. And I was like, it was like right when we were like about to start trying. And I'm like, I was scared because it was like there's so many big plans and dreams that I haven't fulfilled yet. And I'm like, am I not going to be able to do this when I have a kid? And you're like, no, like this person's done it. This person's done it. This person's done it. Like with kids. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm you can still do everything.
You're right.
It just takes a little bit more planning.
Yes.
I think I really did change a little bit in a way that I didn't want to.
Okay.
Because there's the whole, like, you know, Caleb Finn thing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like that perception that people had of me wasn't something that I could do anymore.
Yeah. Because like the whole like thirst trap. Like,
exactly. Yeah. So it's like I had the whole like e-boy thirst trap, TikTok hot boy, whatever.
Mm.
And you can't do that
when you have a kid.
Because it's just
icky.
It's icky.
It's an ick.
And it really sucked because I loved that part of myself because that was a newfound confidence that I had never, ever had in my life.
Yeah, of course.
And I feel like, you know, for the entire like first, like when he was like a baby.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I really regressed and I felt so uncomfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. Like I hated the way I looked.
Yeah.
I hated who I was. Felt. And it's like, I felt like my worst kind of nightmare came true because I had become the thing that I didn't want to be.
Yeah. But you got out of it.
I got out of it. I mean, like, it was a growing period for both of us.
Absolutely.
I've put it back on track now.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, I think I put the TikTok, like, dad shit, like, I think it's worked out really well. To, like, you know.
You've done a good transition.
Yeah.
Transition king.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But that period in between, I hated myself. Like, I felt so uncomfortable because I felt like I had lost that huge part of myself. And they say like you change when you have a kid, your whole brain chemistry changes. I'm like, I'm going to fight tooth and nail so that doesn't happen. It happens.
It happens.
Regardless if you like it or not.
Yeah.
You do change.
Yep.
And that was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it is. At that time as well, it was like I was still at my hospital job.
When we're talking about doing it. Yeah.
And it was like, I was a bit worried about being pregnant in that environment. Like people do it
in a hospital.
Like, personally, because it was like still COVID was going around and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I think it's time that I quit my job.
Like COVID was still a thing.
Yeah, it was, but we had no lockdown. Like we could travel. We had to like have these papers and shit. Like it was like this little window of no COVID. And then we went back into lockdown again. And it was like, at that point, I'm like, it's going to happen again. Like, it's happened before.
Yeah.
It did happen again. I'm like, I don't want to be in that environment when I'm like freshly pregnant. It's like, I didn't personally want to stay there. So I emailed my boss a very wordy letter. Also to the fact that I did not like my job.
Yeah. You were so upset at that job.
They kept on giving me overnight shifts and it was so mean.
It sucked.
That feeling when you wake up and you know you have to work.
Oh my God.
That anxiety.
I know the feeling.
I don't want to do this anymore, especially not when I'm trying to get pregnant and when I'm going to be pregnant. It's the last thing I need.
Yeah.
So I quit my job and decided to like pursue TikTok as like a full-time thing.
Yeah, because you were pretty popping.
I was like, popping.
Yeah. I think at that point you were like, you'd become like a staple in my content.
Yes.
And everyone expected videos of us together.
And there was like, if there was no video with me.
They're like, we're soup.
We're soup.
Yeah.
We're soup.
Because like we worked so well together.
We
and
do.
The content that we made together just did so much well. Better. Yeah, like
people love it.
Yeah, they loved it. They love seeing it. And that was the, I think that was around the peak of like our, like, you know, we kept trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
And people ate that shit up. Oh my God.
Well, I had, I did stickers at that, like at this time I did a sticker pack.
Oh
and
yeah.
And it's like, it was a big axe that said, stop killing soup.
Yeah. Because it was a huge thing at the time. Everyone kept commenting on it.
Stop killing soup.
But that shit popped off. Like, they loved that dynamic.
Yeah.
And I loved that dynamic.
Me too.
Like, the whole, like, Mr. and Mrs. Murder.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Oh, my God. It's such a cool story hook.
I love it.
And the fact that we got to be, like, the poster child and, like, make that kind of content, fabulous.
Yeah.
Magical.
Yeah. So, I decided, I'm like, I want to keep doing this. This is a lot of fun. And you supported me fully. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
And we just had lots of fun doing it. And then I kept doing it.
And then
we went on a trip.
Where?
To Queensland.
So I wanted to do something special for Soup's birthday. Because last year I got you a gaming chair.
You did.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you were setting up
my PC
to try and
impress you.
Because you bought a whole damn custom-built PC. And it was so funny. She needs a gaming chair then. So I splurged and got you a really good chair.
You did.
And then the year later, I was like, how am I going to top that? So I picked you up from somewhere.
Work.
Was it work?
I had gotten a casual job at the time.
Yeah.
I was doing cybersecurity internship.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny. Because
I'm in my cybersecurity era. I'm going to do this as a little bonus cash. I was getting paid
Peanuts.
And I was like, I'm just doing this for fun.
And you wanted to do cybersecurity because you heard there was a lot of money in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And chasing that bag.
You did it for a month or two. And I had to drive you to work. You to work every day and you fucking hated it.
Yes.
That's so funny.
So
I picked you up from work.
Yeah.
And then I said, put this blindfold on.
Yeah, it was a blindfold from when we did an escape room with James Colton Tyler because we did a Saw escape room.
Yeah.
And they gave us blindfolds.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same blindfold.
And then it was obvious that the trip was going much further than just home. Because it's you live 10, work was 10 minutes from home.
Yeah, well, no, because we went, you picked me up from work and then you took me to KFC.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, we're just chilling out here waiting for your birthday present. I'm like, what? And you're like, okay, we can go now.
What? I don't remember that.
We're in KFC and you got us KFC. And then you're like, okay, we're going to go now.
Oh,
I'm like, and I was playing the DS at the time. I was playing Cooking Mama. I'm like, I really wish I brought my DS.
Oh, I miss when
and
you
you're
play
like,
Cooking Mama.
Oh, yeah, it's in the boot. You grab it for me. I'm like, why did you pack my DS? And then, you started. I thought you were taking me to ACMI because I had that Disney thing on. The Academy. Something of moving
something
images. Melbourne. Yeah, the moving image place.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought you were taking me there.
And so
we got to the city limits and you got me to put my blindfold on.
And I got, that's right. I got you to put your blindfold on and I got all the way to the Melbourne, airport underground parking.
Yeah.
And then I said, take your blindfold off. And you just knew that you were in some fucking
carport.
Some underground car park for God knows where.
Okay, where are we?
And then I said to you, I'm like, wow. Did I tell you in the car?
You did.
Yeah. So I said to you, we are going to Queensland. I'm taking you to Movie World for one day.
Yeah. We're going to fly out that night.
We're going to fly out that night and then go to, stay overnight in a hotel, spend the whole day at Movie World and then be back by 6 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
So it was going to be a whole 24-hour adventure to a different state.
Loved it.
And that shit was so cool.
It was because we were really supposed to fly it that night and our flights got canceled.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
Because Caleb got us a hotel as well.
No. Before that, I told you and you were in the car and you were crying on FaceTime to your mom.
Yes, because she already knew.
This is the coolest thing ever. And so I'd already packed our bags and everything. We were waiting and then we waited for I think it was 40 minutes past our flight or something.
Yeah, because we went in and there's all these people and they kept on canceling flights.
Yes.
And they didn't cancel any of ours.
We're
safe. And then we got a text 10 minutes later saying it was canceled.
Yeah.
I cried.
I was so
emotional.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, but we can get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. You were so upset. And I'm like, it's fine. I'll figure it out. out. So I had to cancel the hotel that night.
Yeah.
And then I had to cancel, I had to buy brand new flights. So I lost like, I think it was like $600 or something.
Yeah.
And then I bought brand new tickets
to live like in the morning.
So we stayed at your mum's house.
We did.
Overnight. Cause she lives like closer to the airport than our house.
Like a short drive.
Yeah.
Because you already had the tickets booked to come back. You're like, I'm not changing that. So we're going to leave at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And come back at 7 p.m. the same day. So we went to my mom's house. It was like, 9 o'clock at night. And mom and dad go to sleep very early because they wake up at like 4 a.m. Old. So we're banging on the door. And then dad like peeks out the window. He's like, oh. And then in Greek says, it's us. And mom opens the door. She's like, darling, I thought you were the police. I thought something bad happened.
Like, I thought you were dead, my darling.
It's just me. Our flight got cancelled.
And they said, of course, my darling.
And I was so sick that night.
Were you?
I felt so sick. And in the morning, mom, like, she's like, darling, how are you feeling? I'm like, I don't feel well. It's like, I made a cup of hamomile, darling.
What?
Hamomile.
Hamomile?
Yeah.
Chamomile.
Hamomile.
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 It's Greek for chamomile.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, we got on
the plane.
We got on the plane.
We got some little crispy.
Remember we saw the guy from Auntie Donna there?
Oh my God. We saw, who was it?
Mark Banana. Yeah.
And we were at Movie World and a lot of people knew who we knew.
So
people were fangirling over us and then we were fangirling over Mark Banana.
We saw Mark Banana all by himself on his phone and we're just like, should we go over and say hi?
No,
like,
we can't.
People
were doing that with us.
Yeah. And we're just like, oh my God.
And that was a trip. So many people came up and like, we love Smile Street.
It was so nice. Like everyone there was so lovely.
We went on the Green Lantern roller coaster like 5 times, Superman twice.
Yeah. It was a great day.
It was so much fun. And we went and got lunch and we're like, we'll share lunch. Cause lunch was like $30 for a hot dog and chips.
Yeah.
And the girl knew who we were and she gave us 2 chippies.
Oh, I remember that. They gave us extra food just cause she knew us. That was so lovely.
And we got a locker for our shit.
Yeah. We spent the entire day there. Yeah. We were there from pretty much open to close.
Yeah.
And remember, it was really nice. It was like just as closing time and there was like literally no one left
in
the park.
And we were taking some content.
And we were just taking stories and shit. Yeah. Just like walking along like the empty like roads of the whole movie world. Oh my God, it was lovely.
We had so much fun.
Yeah.
It was a really good time. And then we had to go home. Like we got an Uber straight to the airport and we got Hungry Jack's for dinner.
Did we? How do you remember that? That is so
obscure. Because it's a very important day in my life.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
So I remember we got back to Melbourne Airport.
Yes.
And you went to the bathroom.
Yes. Because I was so sick.
You were so sick. And then you came out and you said something to me.
About my nipples?
About your nipples.
So, because we, like, it was the first month of trying and I was due for my period, like, the next week.
This is so oversharey.
It is, but it's fine.
But go on. It's a beautiful moment.
And so, like, Caleb and I were reading, like early telltale signs and one's like, your nipple gets really bumpy.
Yeah.
And I, like, go, and you get a dark ring around as well.
A dark ring around.
And I go out of the bathroom, I'm like, to Caleb, I'm like, Caleb, my nipples are bumpy and there's a dark ring. It's like, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And then...
Because that was so
It was early. Very early. Because like, the day before we tested and it was negative.
Yeah.
Because mum knew that we were trying and I was like I was keeping her up to date.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm going to do a test. And like, we get there and I'm a bit sad. And she's like, darling, is it negative? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, when's your period due? I'm like, that was not mum. When's your period due, darling? I'm like, 2 weeks. And she's like, it's still too early, darling. Don't stress. Too early. Enjoy your party.
It was so early and you were so adamant about...
I was so sick.
You were annoyingly like on top of it. Like you were taking a test like every day.
Every other day.
And it was like, it was so
first
early.
Piss. And I'm like, I need a pee.
Chill the fuck down. Like, it's so... You were just so
chill
adamant.
The fuck down.
It's like you would take... You did so many tests.
I did.
You were looking up every wives' tale on the internet to be like, is this... Am I pregnant?
Yeah. And I thought it was like, twins because I was so sick.
Yeah.
It's and like, then
there's water coming out of my ears. My eyes, sorry.
My eyes.
There's water coming. Is this tears or am I pregnant?
And then, so my sister-in-law was pregnant at the time already.
Mm.
She had just announced that she was pregnant. She was like 3 months ahead of us.
Yeah.
And we were in mum's bed. We're lying on mum's bed.
Yeah.
And Caleb was just kind of being like extra cuddly of me. Like I like subconsciously had my hand in my stomach.
Yeah.
And Marissa, my sister-in-law, was like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, I hope not. And I kick myself for saying that because I so fucking hoped that I was pregnant. I'm like, I've just jinxed this whole
it's just like a knee-jerk
whole
kind
fucking
of thing.
Like reaction, like no, like
yeah,
like, I'm like, I hope not.
It's such a taboo kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like there's some period of time when it goes from, God, I hope I'm not fucking pregnant.
Yeah, to like, God, I hope I'm fucking pregnant.
Yeah. So it was that like entire week.
I was doing tests.
We came back from your mom's house.
Yeah.
And I think that was the period where we're like, okay, we're actively, you know, trying to get pregnant.
Yes.
And we were, I think that was around the time that we were doing all like the HD remakes and shit.
Yeah.
Because like there were so many videos that we loved. And then like they were recorded on like shit quality. Cause I like upgraded to like the big camera, all the lighting equipment. And that was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we were recording, our reactions to the pregnancy test because
yes.
we wanted a genuine, honest reaction.
We did.
Like, you know, you and me, we're not ones to really fake shit
no.
on the internet.
And that was,
we don't like to pose
that
it.
That was a big memento for me, was to have that on film.
Yeah. So we went through, I think it was like 5 or 6 tests.
Yeah. Every time I was like, it's okay.
We recorded every single one and it was,
yeah. And it was all within the span of a week.
Yeah. And it was just like, I look like absolute shit. Like 5 seconds after I woke up, you're like, that's a test. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, like, and then we recorded it,
camera.
And it was negative, and it was negative, and it was negative, and it was negative. And then one morning.
It was the morning after that day.
Morning after what?
My birthday party at mum's.
Yeah, we set the camera up, and I remember you wrapped it
in toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
So we couldn't see.
Was this like the 5th or 6th test or something?
It was like the 5th or something. Yeah.
And then, like, we recorded it, and it was positive.
It was fucking.
It was a positive test.
I couldn't believe it. Your brain went to buffer mode when you were looking at that. You're like,
well, that's the thing. Like, you don't expect it
to
be positive. Like, you.
I was expecting to try like for a few months before I get a positive.
But it was fucking positive, and my brain just short circuited. I was like, oh fuck, what have I done? This is real. This is happening.
This is real.
Oh shit! Like, there's no going back now.
I just went immediate excitement. Like.
Yeah.
I literally had a twilight moment where like the memory is like of like the future and what it's going to be like with a baby.
Every day waiting for you.
Literally.
It was so crazy. And it's so crazy that we got that on camera.
Yeah.
And we got to, and it was so special to share that moment online.
Absolutely.
And that is still, I think,
my most liked video
of all time. And it has like 12, 13 million likes. And it has like it's got over 100 million views.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. That's wild.
People didn't expect that of us.
No.
Like, we were just chill and vibe and doing our thing.
Yeah.
And we never really talked about kids at all online.
No, online, no.
We never said that we had plans or anything.
It was a secret.
It was a secret. That's the thing though. When we did that test, we didn't show that test online.
I was going to say for three months. So what happened in those 3 months? You'll have to find out.
There was so much to happen.
You'll have to find out on our next episode.
On the next episode.
Of Internet Parents.
Oh my God.